This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so to faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. We are 2 days away now. 2 days away from Making America Great Again, or the beginnings of Making America Great Again. Obama has commuted the sentence of Bradley Manning, better known to liberals as Chelsea Manning, but until they cut that thing off, I'm sorry, you're still Bradley. Even when they do, I'm sorry, you're still Bradley, okay? But I'm going to get into that as well. And the president of China is preaching the merits of globalization. Oh, yeah, that's right. You remember that, the globalization. Globalization, you know, it's a really good thing, right? Yeah, no, not so much. Anyway, one of the biggest canards that we have heard for the better part of the last 8 years, and more specifically recently, and I'm sure you've heard this many times, is that the voters are sick and tired of this partisan rancor that's going on in D.C. They're sick and tired of it, and they want everybody to get along. Right? You know, you've heard that. You know, this partisan brinksmanship that is in Washington, and how everybody really, really wants, the voters really, really want, people to come together, for Democrats and Republicans to come together to, you know, get something done. You hear this all the time, right? That is the biggest bunch of poppycock that I've ever heard in my life. In fact, the voters overwhelmingly rejected that. I mean, let's look at the facts here. Obama's leaving. Oh, by the way, let me digress here for a minute. Just as I was going on air, Obama's giving his last press conference. I thought he already gave his farewell address. Didn't he just give his farewell address? Wasn't a big deal, the farewell address? Now today he's giving his farewell press conference. Okay, got it. And then tomorrow night, by the way, CNN is doing this special, which is the end. You know, and they've got the promos. They're highlighting like the outline of Mr. Obama and the back of him, and it's almost like this angelic light is emulating from him. Give me a break. Maybe they don't realize that Friday is January 20th, and on January 20th, there's a new sheriff in town. But I want to go back to this premise that, again, we've heard about for probably the last 8 years. And that is, voters want legislators to get together and get things done. Well, they got things done. They booted your ass out. And if you think about it, like, let's think about this for a second. Barack Obama wins in 2008, right? In 2010, voters reject Democrats in the midterms. Okay? The Republican Party wins back the House in 2010. Okay? 2014, same thing happens. Voters reject the policies of Democrats. Of Democrats. And in this last election, obviously, voters rejected Democrat policies. Not only that, it was not only in the national election that they rejected Democrat policies. They rejected Barack Obama. They rejected, because remember, Hillary Clinton was running on Barack Obama's third term. So, they rejected. They rejected bipartisanship. They rejected getting things done. Like, this is what I don't understand. And I hear this over and over again. I get so tired. It's such a tiresome argument.
Well, you know, people want people in Washington to get things done.
No, they don't. They have rejected that. En masse, they have rejected it. And it's not outrageous to say that the Democrat Party is now pretty much an irrelevant political party. It's a coastal party. It's not a national party. I mean, look at the map. Regardless of, you know, what the left tells us, i.e. that, oh, Hillary won the popular vote, and, you know, it was the Russians, and he's illegitimate. No, he's not. Voters rejected the Democrat Party. And this, again, false narrative that's being put out there. Notice how yesterday the big news story was that Trump's popularity has fallen. Remember that? That he's the least popular president to ever go into the White House. He's at 40% approval rate. Now, notice how today, what is the headline? Barack Obama, the most popular president ever to leave office, right? 60% approval rate. Tell me how it is that Trump has a 40% approval rate, yet he won. Barack Obama has a 60% approval rate, yet he pretty much lost. I mean, you say what you will. I know he wasn't on the ballot. But remember, leading up to the election, it was, you know, I might as well be on the ballot. But if you reject me, you're rejecting my policies, you're rejecting me. Right? Vote for me, I'll set you free. Barack Obama has singularly destroyed the Democrat Party. And people are rejecting the Democrat Party. So I get sick and tired of hearing people say that. And by the way, this is just this media narrative. Because the American people rejected the Democrat Party. But of course, since the media, they're all a bunch of Democrats, they keep telling us, you know, people want us to work together. No, they don't. No, they don't. They are rejecting you. They're rejecting your policies. I mean, look at Obamacare. People are rejecting that as well. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your heart. Color me. Edward Woodson Show.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So, now that the end is here, and Donald Trump is about to be sworn in as the 45th president of the United States, it's instructive to look back to, of course, the Barack Obama years, the last 8 years. And I wanted to dial down with some of the promises that Mr. Obama failed to deliver as president. Bear with me as we run down this, okay? Here we go. Real quick.
Senator Obama, you said on a TV interview just this past weekend you didn't believe that Senator Clinton was able to unite this country. Why do you believe she can't?
No, that's not what I said. What I said was I thought I could do it better. That's why I'm running for president. If I didn't think I could do it better, then I wouldn't be running for president.
Now, that was the whole, you know, ending the bipartisan brinksmanship. That was 8 years ago. That he said he was going to bring us together. That he was going to, remember Barack Obama told us about red states? There's no red states, no blue states, there's just purple states, remember that? And that he was going to unite us, he was going to be the great uniter, and he was going to end this partisan brinksmanship, usher in a new era of a bipartisan working together. Remember that? Didn't turn out quite like that. In fact, I would have to say that we are probably more divided than ever, more partisan than ever. And again, I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing in terms of being partisan, because I think that is, I think that's what the founding fathers really wanted. They didn't want everybody to get along. They didn't want everybody to rubber stamp everything. I mean, that's the reality here. So when people talk about, you know, this partisan brinksmanship and we should all work together, no, that's exactly what the founding fathers did not want. They wanted it to be messy. They wanted people to debate. They didn't want people to necessarily get along. Okay, here's another thing that Barack Obama said. Listen.
If I didn't think I could do it better, then I wouldn't be running for president.
I will call for a standing bipartisan consultative group of congressional leaders on national security. I will meet with this consultative group every month, and I'll consult with them before taking major military action.
Never happened. Never happened. Remember he said he was going to do that? Never happened. This is a doozy, though, this next one. He pledged to stop spying on Americans not suspected of having terrorist ties. Remember that? Listen.
That means no more illegal wiretapping of American citizens. No more national security letters to spy on citizens who are not suspected of a crime. We're going to...
Okay. The Barack Obama presidency, we've seen more wiretapping of U.S. citizens, more spying on citizens that aren't spies, just common everyday citizens. We've seen the expansion of the state, in fact, evidenced by the... what we just went through with the CIA and the attempted soft coup of Donald Trump before he even gets into office. So, on that note, Barack Obama clearly broke that promise as well. In fact, I can think of no other time in our history where the danger of government intrusion in our lives is more present than ever, i.e. the fact that the government is spying on you. We know now that, thanks to Edward Snowden, that the NSA has increased surveillance of Americans. We now know that the NSA basically monitors our emails, our text messages, can in fact listen in on all your conversations. Yes, the intelligence community and the state grew under Mr. Obama, and not in good ways. Here's another one. Remember he promised that he was going to close Guantanamo immediately? Remember that?
By shutting down Guantanamo, our legitimacy is reduced when we've got a Guantanamo that is open.
I have said repeatedly that I intend to close Guantanamo, and I will follow through on that.
You know,
Immediately! Immediately. He's going to close Guantanamo. Well, it's 8 years now. Well, he hasn't closed it, but he sure has released a lot of these terrorists so that they can, in fact, go on and fight another day and fight against American troops. How wonderful. But this is the best one. He also promised to rein in executive privilege. Whoa. Remember when he said, I got a pen and a phone? Remember that? Yeah. Okay.
I've been a constitutional law for 10 years. Uh-huh. I take the Constitution very seriously. The biggest problems that we're facing right now have to do with George Bush trying to bring more and more power into the executive branch and not go through Congress at all. And that's what I intend to reverse when I'm president of the United States of America.
All right. Did that happen? Did that happen? No. In fact, he went the other way. More executive privilege and more executive orders than any other president in history. Really. I mean, if you think about what Barack Obama's done, think about legislatively what he's done. And this is why everything's going to be undone, because on Saturday, it'll be like Barack Obama was never even there. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. So remember when Mr. Obama told us that he was going to oversee the most transparent administration in history? Let me play that for you.
Let me say it as simply as I can. Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency. And we'll cut the cost of a typical family's health care by up to $2,500 per year. And if you've got health care, we're going to work with your employer to lower your premiums by $2,500 per family per year.
Oh, yeah. So that was actually two right there. The most transparent in history didn't quite work out that way. And if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Has to be the lie of the decade. If not, what? I mean, I can't think of a bigger lie except for maybe I did not have sex with that woman. Right? I mean, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. I think it's far worse than saying, I did not have sex with that woman. But, of course, you know, we are titillated by anything that's sexual in nature. So I guess that was a bigger deal. But really, when you think about it, the fact that you can keep your doctor. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Way worse for the American people. And let's not forget that he said he would not hike taxes on families earning less than $250,000.
If you are a family making less than $250,000 a year, you will not see your taxes go up.
Oh, really? That wasn't true either. They did go up. See, the thing about Barack Obama is when you look at the body of work, the body of lies, so to speak, there are so many, and he has spun so many yarns and tales that you forget. Really, and I've had this theory for the longest time, that, you know, there's been so many. I mean, to say that, for instance, and I know that Barack Obama has been saying this on his way out, last couple of weeks, that it hasn't been a hint of scandal. To say that is laughable. But by the same token, there are so many that you just kind of forget. Now, remember when he said he was going to cut the deficit in half and slow the growth of the debt? Remember that?
I'm president. I will go line by line to make sure that we are not spending money unwisely. We need to eliminate a whole host of programs that don't work, and I want to go through the federal budget line by line, page by page. Programs that don't work, we should cut.
The way Bush has done it over the last 8 years is to take out a credit card from the Bank of China in the name of our children, driving up our national debt from $5 trillion for the first 42 presidents. Number 43 added $4 trillion by his lonesome. That's irresponsible. It's unpatriotic.
It's unpatriotic. It's irresponsible. So, let's review facts. Facts are stubborn things. When Barack Obama took office, the debt was about $8 trillion. He's more than doubled that. We are at close to $20 trillion in debt right now. And some people think it's even more. I've heard figures of $100 trillion, $250 trillion. I've heard figures of that high in terms of unfunded liabilities that we face. So that didn't turn out either, did it? That wasn't true either, was it? And he said, remember he said it's unpatriotic. Unpatriotic. So what would you call doubling the national debt? Because in Bush's 8 years, he went from $4 to $8 trillion. Obama's been spending like a drunken sailor. And look, I was never a big George W. fan. I always thought that he was a big spender, a big government guy. But, whoa, Obama took it to the nth degree. Also, remember when he said that he would refuse money from lobbyists and PACs?
I am announcing that going forward, the Democratic National Committee will uphold the same standard. We will not take a dime from Washington lobbyists or special interest PACs. We're going to change how Washington works. They will not fund my party. They will not run our White House.
Oh, really? That's all they've done. That's all. And then he proceeded to hire lobbyists. I remember when he said, well, we're not going to hire any lobbyists. And then what did he do? He hired lobbyists. Like, literally, immediately, as soon as he got into power. Here's another one. He pledged to fix the VA system. Remember that?
We've all heard about what it's like to navigate the broken bureaucracy of the VA, the impossibly long lines or the repeated calls for help to get you nothing more than an answering machine. How is this acceptable in the United States of America? The answer is it's not. It is an outrage. It is a betrayal of the ideals that we ask our troops to risk their lives for.
Oh, okay. Well, we know that that wasn't true, that the VA is a mess, and he never did anything about the VA. In fact, we've got horrible stories of veterans literally dying while waiting to get care. Not to mention the fact that there's an average of 22 vets that die every day in this country of suicide. On average, every day, 22. Have we taken care of our veterans? I don't think so. How about this one? He said that he would win the war in Afghanistan and end the war in Iraq. Remember that?
I will promise you this, that if we have not gotten our troops out by the time I am president, it is the first thing I will do. I will get our troops home. We will bring an end to this war. You can take that to the bank.
The military alone is not going to be enough. The Afghan government needs to do more, but we have to understand that the situation is precarious and urgent here in Afghanistan, and I believe this has to be our central focus, the central front on our battle against terrorism.
Never happened. And this is the best. Remember he said he was going to lower the oceans and heal the planet. Remember that? That was the best one.
Generations from now, we will be able to look back and tell our children this was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow and our planet began to heal.
There you go. There you go. The promises that candidate Obama failed to deliver as president. For your listening enjoyment today on my show. And there you have it. I mean, I don't forget. Did you? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Relax your mind. I ain't why the MC rap, but if you talk to me. By the shake and bake. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk. I run down to the average of C. New Jack Sturmey. YP, she's a skeezer. I like to let my rhymes flow.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I'm sure we will see all kinds of Obama tributes as he goes out the door. But on Friday's edition of Dateline NBC, it featured the long-planned hour-long special Reality of Hope, dedicated to outgoing President Barack Obama, and naturally, NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt stayed clear of all Obama scandals in lieu of gushing over his so-called accomplishments. Holt promised an evening of hard questions, but instead, it boiled down to how Obama will want himself remembered if he felt free when he sang Amazing Grace in South Carolina, and how he had had a tough time getting through what you wanted thanks to Republicans. And we are joined now by Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I went to the briefing today. It was considered a gaggle because there was no cameras. Tomorrow there will be a briefing with a camera.
All right. Barack Obama, throughout his presidency, was treated with kid gloves by the media. And he made a number of pronouncements and promises that, of course, he didn't keep. We see now that the media is all of a sudden doing their job with Donald Trump. And
well, I have to tell you, I've been in the press room, and I actually do think the media did hold us to the fire on several issues. It may not have been picked up, but in terms of the Q&A, it was.
Well, if they don't report it, then
Fox News that were tough on him. I have to tell you.
Okay, but here's the Fox News maybe, but most of the other media outlets were, you know, gushing about how wonderful he was throughout the last 8 years. Let's be honest, they have carried the water for this president. Do you not agree?
No, actually, I don't agree. I think that they have not been as tough in the media, in the printed media, as they should be, MSNBC, et cetera. But I actually think that there have been issues. They have been pretty tough on him. And I think, you know, and I, as I said, people say, oh, Fox is so right-wing and all this stuff, but they've asked very fair questions.
Well,
very fair questions.
I don't think Fox is very right wing, frankly. I think Fox is just a corporate entity, and I think that they appear like they're right wing, but I think that's part of their business strategy to get a certain niche of the market. I don't think they're necessarily.
Well, absolutely is part of their business strategy. But
oh, yeah.
I hear the question. Do I think the press sometimes perseverates on an issue and doesn't deal with other issues? Yes, but, you know, that even happened. I remember when the first lady, Hillary Clinton, did her pink press conference in 94, there were killings going on in Rwanda. None of the press asked about Rwanda, but they asked about how Hillary Clinton made $100,000 off $1,000. Now, was that on the up and up? Absolutely not. But there was also people getting killed in Rwanda that the press never asked about.
Well, yeah, that's, well, look, I mean, that's kind of what the press does, right? What's telling to me is how the press now all of a sudden has woken up and says that, we're going to do our job now. We're going to go after Donald Trump and we have to be vigilant. We have to be part of the resistance. Where was this resistance, though, the last 8 years? I mean, I really didn't see much pushback, with the media. Let's be honest. There's a love affair with the media and Barack Obama.
Well, there's not a love affair with me.
Well, not you, Ellen.
And
I know
I'm
you.
I'm a loony Democrat.
Well, I know you, Ellen, but I mean, I just think in general, I mean, you would have to acknowledge that, correct?
Well, I would have to go back to every transcript and see the kinds of questions that were asked. Did he get done what he said he was going to get done? Absolutely not. There's no question about that. And frankly, Donald Trump is not going to get everything he wants to get done either, because there's just too much resistance in this country to change. You know, who moved my cheese?
Well, I think he's already done more already than Barack Obama did in 8 years.
Oh, well, come on. No. Absolutely.
Okay, well, give me one accomplishment.
The Affordable Care Act. You can hate it, but he did it.
Well, okay, let's talk about the Affordable Care Act. It's about to be repealed and replaced. It's, you know. So,
well, you know what's interesting is Donald Trump has not actually gone on record against single payer. Barack Obama did, but not Donald Trump.
Well, the reality is that on Saturday, it's going to be like Barack Obama was never there. Really, I mean, if you think about it, because you mentioned ACA, I mean, that's about to go away, and that's been an abject failure, and it's on a death spiral. So if that's his great accomplishment, pretty thin.
Well, I understand, but let's see what happens with the ACA. Let's see what they replace it with. You know, health care is very difficult, and as you remember, Bill Clinton tried to accomplish it and did not accomplish it. It is extremely difficult.
No, I would acknowledge that as well, and I think that there are a lot of Republicans that are going to be, I think, surprised about the replacement, frankly. I think, he's already said that he's going to keep the pre-existing conditions. I mean, he's going to go ahead and keep that part of it, as well as, people staying on their parents' insurance until 26. So those things, that alone is going to cost a lot of money. So I don't think that necessarily everybody's going to be happy in that regard. And I agree with you on that.
We'll see. We'll see. By the way, I just want to say something that'll get on your craw a little bit, but I love you. And that is that even the EPA nominee is somebody who believes in climate change.
Well, no, what he said was, Ellen, okay, he said he doesn't think it's a hoax, but that he doesn't know necessarily.
He doesn't know how much humans have caused it, and that's going to be for the scientists.
Correct. So.
Right.
And I think that these guys are saying these things, frankly. I think they're saying them just to get confirmed. I don't know if, you know, and ultimately it's Donald Trump. He's the president. So it doesn't really matter what they say.
That's right.
Right. Okay. The most important question, Ellen, how's the weather?
It's cool, but it's okay.
Is it cold?
Not warm, but it's not cold.
Because, you know, I can't handle the cold weather, Ellen.
Right.
I'm going to be huddling next to you.
When are you under coming your coat. Here, my friend?
I can't say that over the air, because then
okay.
I might be followed.
Okay. All right.
All right, Ellen, but...
thank you.
I will probably see you in the next day or two. Okay, Ellen? Oh, she already hung up. All right, Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Look, the reality is... Now, Ellen Ratner, love her, but she is a... she's a liberal Democrat, bottom line. And, again... And you look at the body of work of Mr. Obama, and I'm telling you, Saturday morning, it'll be as if he was never there. Remember, Donald Trump also has a pen and a phone. Let's not forget that. It works both ways. So get ready. All right. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.